failed to express his deepest condolences on the passing of Pope Francis, the head of the Catholic Church, on Monday. The world has lost an extremely exemplary figure who had a great commitment towards peace, humanity, and brotherhood. He had it. The late Pope's message on humility, pluralism, and his care for the poor will always serve as an example for humanity, he stressed. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure Agustin Timotiuno emphasized the importance of bolstering domestic consumption and supporting micro, small, and medium enterprises to maintain Indonesia's economic stability amid global uncertainties. He stated that sustained domestic consumption and active MSME participation are crucial for keeping the national economy resilient. Additionally, BPJP Deputy Head Afriansyah Nur highlighted the role of the halal certification in empowering MSMEs, advocating for collaborative efforts among stakeholders to transform halal certification from a challenge into a significant opportunity for a business growth. And that was the news.
Made from cassava. collaborations like Unisara, who released the song in 1997. Then the pop music group Parma Mareka also released the song in 2018. Well, listen, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dabur Music Project with the song Defender Dabur.
Thank you.
here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today. And don't forget to tune in to our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. India.
From South Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. The compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kabete. To make kasawami, initially kabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight. Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice. you have to cross by boat, known as ro-ro ship or ro-ro and ro-ro. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. With regard to other cruises, the Lupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bukhara City Agency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, spearheading boat races, and many more.
Through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
akan menjamin dari para melalui tanah, maka sebaiknya kembali melalui perantara. Jadi tidak bisa komunikasi ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Born Indian, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Cultural Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencerahan di Bali ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atas yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesan yang lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, ataupun masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral, atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Karena salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of crafting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in full. We visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit the sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Wiklam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Anjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pinala Hamberta. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu langkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan untuk memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is a crown for human, a special woman. It makes us aside the fact that most modern children in the end are female. The modern children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Anita from Wanasumbo. She's 2 years old. She had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats. Imi, si Anita sendiri yang minta dari si Atura. Anita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats untuk akan di kita pun gimana di Dieng.
Permintaannya kalau mak utama, kalau boleh satu.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Laki-laki mah parah tuh.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Anjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of modern children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpeng. Tumpeng is a cone-shaped rice dish with fried dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpeng roceng itu tawaran bikin itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada candle padi, ada
tumpeng roceng. So, tumpeng roceng means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity. Then we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nekong-nekong, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau putih simbol kalah, itu yang warna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlock's cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies in raising millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves